Another male victim brought an accusation of improper conduct by Chatima to the UW-Madison Police Department last Thursday. For the second time in less than a month, UW Chancellor David Ward has launched an investigation headed by retired Dane County Judge Patrick Fiedler. Neither of the alleged victims have pressed charges, nor have the police released any details about what kind of behavior the new allegation involves. The Vice Chancellor for University Relations, Vince Sweeney, says the university will not take any further action until Judge Fiedler finishes this second investigation.
He will once again conduct an independent review of these and any related allegations, and then summarize and report the results to both Chancellor Ward and to the Board of Regents.
Republican State Representative Steve Nass of Whitewater is calling for a more public and comprehensive review of the University Athletic Department, claiming that the current management environment may have enabled Chatima's inappropriate behavior. But Sweeney says the university believes the current independent investigation is the proper path to take. Sweeney says once the new investigation is complete, the university will propose tighter rules for the serving of alcohol at university events like the Rose Bowl party.
We were moving toward some action, but we've sort of been deferred here in the last 10 days.
The university will likely also propose some clearer rules for confidentiality for individuals reporting inappropriate behavior that occurs at such events. The report on the first incident found some of the witnesses were unsure about how to report what had happened. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.